Last month, the American Dance Festival sent a team of teacher choreographers to Shanghai to give modern dance lessons to Chinese students. Donna Faye Birchfield is dean of the American Dance Festival School and a professor of dance at Hollins University. Charles Reinhardt has been president of the ADF since 1968 and has won numerous awards for his work, including an Emmy. Both participated in the project, and I'm pleased that both of them could join me today. Hello.
Hi.
So whose idea was it to take modern dance to China? Was it something that would have been forbidden during Mao's time, especially when Jiang Qing, Madame Mao, was in control of the arts and probably would have associated this with America and Western decadence?
I think so. I think it definitely would have been forbidden, but it probably would have come in early after they fell from power, because the censors had a very difficult time looking at modern dance and deciding what it was. And so that's the mystery of the art form helped greatly politically in China at that time.
Well, is modern dance all that different from Chinese dance, Donna Faye?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. In China, there's both folk dance and traditional dance, as well as ballet that was brought there by the Soviets.
Which was made officially Chinese during the Cultural Revolution.
That's exactly right. So modern dance actually is about individual expression and imaginative thinking. So that's a very different way of thinking of dance and the body.
Which would make it something more appropriate to the current situation in China, as people are being encouraged to think on a more individual basis, not politically, but at least when it comes to making money and doing other things.
The last time I was in China was last year, and I was asked by a government official two questions. One, what did I think of democracy? Two, what did I think of individual creativity? I didn't know that expression existed in Chinese. So they have come a long way in the ability to even ask the questions.
Is modern dance considered an emerging art form there now?
Very much so. I think it's being taught in over 100 institutions. There are, 10 to 12 or more individual modern dance companies throughout China, and it's exploding.
And if there were the equivalent of a Joyce Theater in Beijing, would it be filled up every night?
I think so, yes, because the Beijing Dance Academy, which is now considered the primary, most important dance center in China, is teaching modern dance as well and has its own theater, which they do performances in and fill them up.
Why did you select Shanghai as a place to teach your classes?
They asked.
and how long did the classes run?
We were there for 2 weeks. We started on Valentine's Day, actually, February 14th, and classes ended on February 24th. So it was 10 days of classes.
Well, did you find that these were students who already had some kind of concept of modern dance?
What was remarkable was that they had a concept about ADF and modern dance. It was an interesting encounter. And students came really from all over China, from different provinces.
Some have said that there's a different psychology to modern dance over the more traditional forms of Chinese dance. Do you see it that way?
Well, of course.
I think so very much, because the traditional forms are, one is not as important as the group, and modern dance has to do with individual creativity.
But I could also see where a Chinese government, whether it was communist or had any other political ideology, might want to emphasize traditional forms, folk forms and other kinds of Chinese dance, because China has a very proud sense of its own traditions, and it was doing dance way before anybody was thinking about creating modern dance in this country.
But remember that Chinese modern dance is coming out of Chinese culture and traditions fostered by the individual creative inspiration.
So it would be a kind of a fusion art form?
Yes. Modern dance is one of those things that incorporates whatever exists. So in China, Chinese modern dance looks different than.
Is this something that's happened with modern dance ever since its creation? It did start in the United States, didn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely.
I think
in
that
the 1890s.
But then we have French modern dance companies and English
modern dance companies all over the world now.
And each one of them becomes adapts local traditions.
Well, it's a remarkable thing about modern dance that I've noticed in teaching it is that modern dance becomes a way to look at the other forms, both traditional and folk or even ballet, that modern dance becomes a way of viewing and a way of thinking and not just a way of doing. So it gives them a way to think of their own traditions alongside contemporary ideas.
I'd imagine. Recently I spoke to some Indian dancers, and although their performance looked very traditionally Indian to me, they told me that they had adopted all sorts of modern dance techniques, but it was very much an Indian thing with the way, even their faces, the facial expressions, the way they move their hands, totally Indian. I'm sure that cross-fertilization occurs the other way as well, that American dancers are using a lot of those things in new forms of American modern dance.
We steal wherever we can. And, of course, you're right about India in the sense that what you've just described, to Indian audiences, they clearly see the difference between their traditional and their modern because the modern is so clearly a development of the traditional.
So what has happened politically? You mentioned that they use words like democracy. During the Cultural Revolution, when things were at their worst, every kind of art form was co-opted for propaganda. Is that totally gone?
It's certainly gone in modern dance. I mean, I've been going to China since 1980, and the role of the political commissaire, so to speak, of who that political person who was with every organization has so diminished. When I was first there in the 80s, that person was the central person. Everything was done around that person. Everybody was looking to that person for the approval. Recently you go there and that position is somebody they're joking with now. So you could feel the change.
Choreographers no longer are the also expressions of the party.
I think so, yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a perfect example, you know, this great story of Shen Wei, who came out of our first program in Guangzhou in the 80s, when they formed the first modern dance company there. Shen Wei was a member of that company and is moved to this country in 95. He's an American citizen. He's one of the leading creative choreographers in our country. And now he's going to be the one opening up the Olympics in Beijing this summer. The opening ceremonies.
Do you think that he may have been chosen because the Chinese government is trying to project a more modern image in the Olympics?
I think probably that, and also because he's known internationally and they're proud. Once you're Chinese, you're always Chinese, no matter what your citizen papers say.
My guests are two people who have engaged in a kind of a cross-cultural dance project. Charles Reinhart, president of the American Dance Festival since 1968?
I'm afraid so.
40 years?
But I'm not. Yes, if you can add that, I can't.
And Donna Faye Birchfield, who's dean of the ADF and a professor of dance at Hollins University. So, Donna Faye, what were the students like? Were they open to what you had to teach?
Extremely open. In fact, when we arrived, you know, you never know when you enter these new situations what to expect once you get into the studio. But these were mature, advanced, both professional and student dancers and choreographers who were very open and very ready.
Trained in ballet or trained
Well,
in
they
folk
were trained
dance?
In all forms of dance from their provinces, some of them traditional, some of them folk dancers, some of them teachers, some of them ballet dancers. Some had even studied modern dance and jazz and hip-hop, different dance styles. So they came very open and ready.
Well, I would imagine that hip-hop would have prepared them a lot more than some of the other forms of Chinese dance would have, but what I can see with different dance companies is that dancers are attracted to the companies based on the philosophy of the choreographer usually in charge. You know, somebody will be a Twyla Tharp type dancer, another one will be a Mark Morris type dancer, but you wouldn't have had that luxury here. Everybody was coming from a different place and all trying to understand what.
Well, I think that when we arrived, we didn't know, and we about after the first 48 hours, we met as a faculty and were overwhelmed by the level of technical dancing that we saw. They're very capable physically and what we might say technically and trained, but what we were bringing to them was a way to imagine and to creatively express and to think of their forms differently alongside these new ideas to them.
Charles, you said that you have been going to China since 1980.
Yes.
What was the purpose of your first trip?
It was the first, there was a Mondale Accord signed between the two countries, and the first delegation in, for some wonderful reason, was the dance delegation. So there were about seven of us that went in, and they toured us around the country and showed us their traditional dance and some of their ballet. And, you know, in the famous terms, asked us to give our criticism, which meant they only wanted our praise.
Were they even aware of what modern dance in America was like?
No, they had no idea of modern dance. That all started in 1986 when we had a reciprocal group come from China to the ADF. And one of the women, a woman by the name of Yang Meishi, walked into my office and she said, "Why in this specific dance class do they fall to the ground?"
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I looked at her and I said, "Why not?" And she got up and she said, "Will you help me build a modern dance program in China?" And I said, "You got it." And
that's what opened it up for her. She understood that
that's right.
You could do anything you wanted to do.
Exactly. She's a special woman now.
At that time, the government was clamping down a little more than it does today. Were they suspicious of you?
I think several of them were, but because we were in Guangzhou, in the Guangdong province, far enough away from Beijing.
And close to Hong Kong, a much more westernized area.
Much closer, that's right.
What people say is Canton.
That's right, exactly. And so they were able to do things that would not have been able to be done in Beijing at that time.
So that was the first modern dance company, the Guangdong Modern Dance
Company? We started sending teachers there for 3 months at a time. In 87, we had a graduation in 90, and the company came out of that.
Donna Fay, do you see this as being similar to what we just saw with the New York Philharmonic going to North Korea?
Well, at least for myself and for the teachers that went with me, I would say it was a kind of first encounter, something we couldn't have predicted, or it was both very emotional but also very deepening as a teacher.
Well, the reason I ask is because that trip was also seen as having political implications. And I wonder whether there were people who saw the introduction of modern dance in China as having a political aspect.
I think that we brought with us an awareness as Americans, and there's a sort of a feeling, a sensibility, but nothing was actually spoken between us and them with regards to any of this, but certainly there's a feeling and a sentiment that gets experienced by all of us.
Well, didn't you set some of the dances to Tibetan chants? And given China's stance towards Tibet, I would have thought that that might have opened up some fears of censorship.
I don't think there's any fears of censorship, because it's something they don't truly understand, so they can't censor it. And I think it opened up a whole area of what does it mean questions. And since they didn't get dangerous answers on that, it had a very strong political impact and the way for people who wanted to be creative, Chinese people, they found a direction they could go in without having their hands slapped.
So Han Chinese can dance to Tibetan music.
Yes.
And find some kind of connection to it.
Well, I think the Chinese look upon Tibet as China, so whatever is Tibetan is Chinese. You know, the recent uprising, the recent situation has focused more on that than what existed before.
Well, what about finance? In the old days, the government financed everything. Who's paying for this now?
Well, our project in Shanghai was the first project we have had in China all these years we've been working there where the Chinese paid everything. So that's an interesting political and economic and social development. Before that, we were raising funds here to support the projects in China. you know, they would pay for hotel and room and board, et cetera.
So obviously the government sees this as a positive step.
Yes, I think it's a growing step. I mean, I think it's a sign again of China saying, well, maybe we're ready to be the big boys in the world.
Have they been touring? Have Chinese modern dance companies been touring the world?
Well, yes.
Yes.
And what kind of response have they received?
Well, I know that with the Guangzhou Modern Dance Company, we first had them come to the ADF, and then we toured them through this country. The response was fabulous, same as it was in Europe.
How long have they been working as a company?
Since 1990. Mm-hmm. That was the first company that was formed, and now there are many.
Well, 1990 makes them older than any number of modern dance yes, companies in the United States.
Of course. Beijing Modern Dance Company as well has been touring.
Do you think that there's anything that American dancers can learn from them?
Absolutely. I think that coming back, I reflected a lot about that. There's a kind of a desire and a need and a kind of strong commitment to finding a new way to express themselves that was palpable and tangible, brings a new kind of energy to the moment and to dance. And a kind of awakening.
Are we going to be seeing any of these companies in New York?
I'm sure you will, and I'm sure there already have been some, but I'm sure that the future is going to be full of them.
And meanwhile, we're going to go out with a little bit of music from one of the performances in China. My great thanks to both of you for being with us, Charles Reinhardt and Donna Faye Birchfield. We've been talking about modern dance being brought to China, and we hope Chinese modern dance being brought to America.
Thank you.